Hello, world. You're listening to Everything EHC, Enchanted Hills Camp very own podcast. My name is Maceo, your host, and the views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show. And now that we got the business out of the way, let's have some fun. Please introduce yourself. All of the wonderful people in here are campers for the 2017 Teen Camp here at Enchanted Hills, and we're going to start with introductions with you.
Okay, my name is Maggie, and I've been coming to EHC for 7 years, and
what else? Where are you from?
I'm from Escalon, California.
Perfect. Next.
Stop it.
My name is Sarah, aka Butters, and I've been coming to EHC for 13 years, and I live
Good
in San Francisco.
You.
Stop! And I live in San Francisco, California.
Cheese. I love cheese. Go ahead, Marie.
Hello, y'all. My name is Maria, aka I like to be called Cookies now. I am from Oakland, California, from the old Bay Area.
How long you been coming?
Oh, this is my second year at Enchanted Hills Camp.
Yep. Hey, y'all, I'm Jenna, aka Cowgirl. I've been coming to EHC for 7 years, and I live in a town that most people have never heard of called Sonora.
Sonora. All right, ladies. Wonderful group of young women in this group. I am very happy that you guys have come up with your own concept of what you want to do here. Everybody's got kind of their own thing going on. So I'm just going to kick back and let you guys do your deal. I'm very proud of you for preparing this podcast.
Thank you.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell us what's going
to
happen.
Basically, she's going to ask questions to her about her karate. And she's going to ask questions to her about makeup. And then I'm going to ask her questions about pentatonics. And then she's going to ask me questions about a horse rescue that I work at.
There we go. So we're going to ask, they're each asking each other questions that they have prepared already so that they can give the proper information quickly. Are you ready to go, Mags?
Yes.
All right. I'll help hand the microphone around for you guys, okay?
Okay, Jenna, what is your level of belt in karate?
Right now, I'm an orange belt in karate. I'm working on getting my first or second dan, depending on what happens this week.
Okay, cool. And what is your favorite move in karate?
You know, there are a lot of great moves, but probably some of my favorite ones are the ones where I get to, I don't know, attack in very interesting places. I will say no more.
Okay, and how long have you been doing karate?
I have been doing karate for 4 years.
Interesting.
Oh, sweet. Okay, awesome. Go ahead.
Why is karate significant right now?
Oh, yeah, why do you like karate so much?
I like it because it gives me a sense of power. Like, you know, if some guy tries to beat me up in the street, I can attack him, and that makes me feel very powerful and very
kick him right in the groin.
Yes, right in your
and very vicious and yes, right in the bowels.
Attack those eyeballs.
Maybe, well, those and the other ones.
Okay.
Hence the disclaimer.
Exactly. Wait, can I say something?
Yeah.
My friend was in Hawaii for a little bit for her graduation, and when she went to Hawaii, she found out about this chocolate-covered coconut thing, and they are called donkey balls. So, and I tried it. It's very delicious.
Okay, you tried donkey balls? That's nice.
That's not weird.
You know, I thought a donkey was supposed to be an ass, so you're trying ass balls.
I'm eating ass balls.
This is a very interesting group.
I thought we were talking about karate here.
Emphasis on the word interesting. Okay, Maggie. Okay. What?
They're serious.
Okay, serious face, people.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay. What is your favorite kind of makeup?
Like my favorite
brand? Yeah. Brand.
Oh. Maybelline, CoverGirl, and I also like the expensive makeup, like the Naked palettes and Urban Decay stuff.
Okay. What is your favorite makeup accessory to apply? Blush, mascara, eyeshadow, eyeliner, etc.
Mascara, because Sarah over here, sitting right next to me, always says I take 3 minutes per eye to apply my mascara. And I also like to put my eyebrow stuff on and my eyeliner. Those are my three favorite things to put on.
What?
Sorry to interrupt, but no, okay. Scratch that. My favorite thing is highlighter because I got to highlight that face, though.
Highlight on point.
Highlight
oh, my
your,
gosh.
Highlight
wow.
all your prominent features.
Yeah. It's okay, Maceo. You don't need to.
It's okay. It's a girl thing. Well,
it's all right. Yeah. Go ahead. I didn't mean to interrupt.
What is the most expensive makeup product you've ever bought, and what is the cheapest makeup product you've ever bought?
Okay, so the most expensive one I've ever bought, it was actually given to me. That's the most expensive thing I have. It's my Naked palette. It's eyeshadow, and it's probably like $50.
Damn.
And then my cheapest makeup product ever was this eyeliner pencil that I got from Wet n Wild one time, and it wasn't that good. Like, it would wear off throughout the day and, like, melt, and it kind of looked, like, blue to me after a while. It was weird.
How much did it cost?
$1.
Wow,
that was
that's
the cheapest thing I've ever gotten for makeup.
Alright. Pertaining to eyeshadow, what is your favorite color to use?
Golds, tans, and pinks.
Okay. Got one more, Jenna? Got one more question?
Make it interesting, what? Woman!
Yeah.
No!
Okay. Okay. Why did you get into makeup?
Because I started watching YouTubers and how awesome they made their makeup look. I don't do it like them because I don't cake on makeup like they do, but I like the feeling of getting dressed up in the morning and just putting on makeup and feeling good.
So, okay. Yeah.
And I started wearing makeup around 15, like really wearing makeup around there.
All right, awesome.
Thank you for sharing.
You're welcome.
Hey, you guys are sharing really good. Nice job, nice preparation. Thank you for sharing, both of you. Now we're going on to round 3.
Okay, I'll ask you questions and then you'll ask mine, okay?
I'm scared.
You know, I bet you are.
Be afraid. Be very afraid, Maria.
Yes.
Maria, it's okay. We all
I just have
you.
To say this because you can edit it out.
You!
Hell yeah!
Damn!
What time? No!
I'm a very expressive swearer, so yeah. Okay, this is about Pentatonix, and it's an a cappella group. So basically, the first question is, what's your favorite song from the Pentatonix album?
My favorite song is either Can't Help Falling in Love, and that's kind of recent, apparently. I just searched that up in their YouTube channel. And then Hallelujah and The First Noel and Mary Did You Know.
Mm, Who is your favorite band member?
Member, sorry.
My bad.
My favorite band member, if I can remember, is Christian Maldorado, and this guy that looks like Vampire Diaries named Scott. Well, I heard that he got out, but I don't know if he's still in or not. But he's really cute, and that's the reason why
I
like him.
Which guy from Vampire Diaries? Because I love them. They're all freaking hot.
I
as
don't
hell.
Know. Damien is really Stefan. Cute. Okay,
I like Damien.
Damien
his
is awesome.
Body though.
Oh, and those eyebrows though.
I know.
Yeah.
I have shirtless pictures of him in my phone, by the way.
Ooh.
I heard that the tenor bass singer is actually out of the band. I apologize.
Okay.
Okay.
The third question is, if you could be part of the band, would you and why?
If I could be part of the band, if I were to sing just amazing and an angel just like them, I would so be it because I do like to sing and I like to read the lyrics of the songs, and then once I read it, I get to know it, and then once I feel the music into it, so it's like really fun.
Bro, that's deep.
I know.
The next question is, when did they start singing?
They started singing in 2011. I was a seventh grader back then.
Nice.
I'm old.
Damn, you're so old, Maria.
I'm 91 years old.
How did you hear about Pentatonix?
I heard, okay, this is actually really recent, so it wasn't really a long time ago. This was back in CSB. The name is Valerie. She's a staff. And she showed me the song Mary, Did You Know? From Pentatonix, and I started liking it, and I was like, oh, this is actually pretty cool, because the only a cappella I liked was Pitch Perfect, and that was only a movie, so let me get this straight. This one was pretty good.
Well, thank you for sharing.
No problem.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No,
shut up.
Thank you very much.
No one is Elvis in this group.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
No, Sarah.
Sarah's mean to me, everybody. Okay.
I know. I tell her how much mascara. That
we're all calling the truth. This is the truth. We're all.
I still love you, though.
So do I.
All
right,
butters, in the truth.
I love myself.
All right. So we're talking about horses because this girl Butters loves horses. So here starts.
I do.
Here we start the questions.
Mm-hmm.
I love horses.
Maria, put the microphone closer to your mouth.
I love horses too. Okay.
Well,
okay.
Now we're all deaf.
Okay, questions now. So the first question is, how long has the horse rescue been around?
Around a year or a year and a half. It's been a while, around for a while.
All right. So number two. I lost my numbers. Okay, number two. Where are you located?
The ranch is located in Petaluma. Basically, yeah, in Petaluma.
What do you do to get the horses ready to be adopted?
Basically, each horse has its own personality, and it's an individual. So, basically, we take the horses into the arena, and we see if they're lame. Lame basically means that a part of the body part is injured, and you can't ride the horse until it is fixed. And then after that, then we basically work on that one part and get them stronger. Like, one horse had arthritis, and we worked on her getting stronger, and now she rides, and someone adopted her.
Okay. I know, right? Do you have any new horses?
Yes, we have two new horses. I'm not totally sure if, what's his name? Jesus. I'm just gonna go for the first horse. The first horse, her name is Katie. She is a very beautiful horse. She is a red dun, meaning that her mane and tail are black. Her fur is basically like redwood tree, red and brown. And she has a stripe from the bottom of her mane going to her top of her tail, and that's called a dorsal stripe.
That sounds beautiful.
Oh, yeah. And she is 20 years old. But the reason why she is a rescue horse is she is a brood mare, so they are basically raised to be mothers, and they breed. And she's really, really nice, but you have to walk up to her. She won't walk up to you. I think she's traumatized from walking up to people. And basically, the last time that they tried to breed her, she got a uterus infection, and it didn't go well. The baby never happened, I don't think. And the treatment was $800, and the owners did not want to pay for it. So here comes the sad part. On the Monday that we heard about it, the next Monday she was going to be slaughtered because they did not want to deal with $800 treatment. And when Strong Stables heard about that, in 3 days, we raised $800. I sent you guys links, and you saw them.
Oh, yeah,
And now she is healthy. Yeah.
You didn't send me anything.
Because I knew you would not look at it.
All right.
I love you.
How many horses do you own?
At the property?
Yes.
Like how many horses are on the property itself, or how many horses are in the rescue?
In the rescue.
Okay. Rescue, there. I'm just going to say the horses.
Say both.
Okay. So I'm going to say the horses that were there when it started, but the horses that got adopted. So there was Honey. I'm pretty sure that Dottie is a rescue as well. There was Dark Tanyan. There was Scout. There was Commander. There was Katie. And there were two other rescues. So altogether, there were 8 rescues. And altogether at the barn now, with all the borders, there are 22 horses on a 5-acre property.
Okay, one last question. Do you have any other programs?
Yes, there are 2 other programs. There is sponsoring, a sponsoring program, which is pretty much $25 a day. And the whole entire day, you get to spend time with that one horse. Yes? Oh, and then there are lessons taught by an amazing trainer. I love her so much. She gets down to business.
Can I
pull your horses? No. and she's a great lesson trainer, and lessons start at $40. Oh, and also, if you guys are listening to this, August 20th, there is a fundraiser at the barn. Come and see it if you want to hang out with a fellow Enchanted Hills person. All right. Thank you for listening to OJ Radio. Everything Enchanted Hills.
Hey, Butters. Is there any contact information if people are interested in contacting your horse rescue?
Yes.
What's a good way to do that? Is there a good
911.
Stop. The best option, I'm guessing, is go to Strong Stables on the internet, and it should have the number 2 Strong Stables, which is Mary Strong's number.
Perfect.
Who owns the barn, and talk to her about lessons or sponsoring. And she'll hook you up. And if you are interested in adopting a horse, there are some beautiful horses there that can ride or just pasture buddies.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. So that was Girl Talk. Maceo sitting here. Girl Talk. Makeup, karate, pentatonics.
And horses.
And horses.
Wear
ladies
a wig,
and gentlemen,
Maceo. You'll get it.
On Everything EHC.
OJ Radio.
OJ Radio. So we've had a little bit of everything here. We had some cursing. We had some insults. And we got some good quality information from these ladies. That was a good time. Thank you very much for joining us here at Everything EHC in the teen session. You ladies are awesome.
Mic drop.
Everything. Enchanted Hills Camp loves you guys very much. And we love having the teens here. It's all part of our process. And we love that you guys came in here and shared all this information and had a good time doing it, I think, right?
Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Perfect. Was this the first time you all podcasted?
Yeah. Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You did great.
Quit hogging the microphone, Sarah.
My microphone.
Don't make me kick you in the eyeballs. All right.
Wait, can I say one more thing?
Do it up.
I'm going to say one more thing. I'm not sure if Maceo is going to put this online on the Enchanted Hills website or his own website, but if any teens of the age 16 to, I believe it's 24, you guys need to hook up to Tony Fletcher and become a counselor, because once you come to 1 year, you're going to want to come 10 more. So if you see it, please apply.
There you go.
This August is Music Academy and Horse Camp, the 7th through the 13th, ages 16 to 24. Please sign up.
Good run.
Horse camp has failed.
No, good run.
No horse camp.
I don't know. I don't think. What? I don't know if it's full or not.
It's full.
Okay.
It's full. Okay. Horse saying. Camp is full.
But Music Academy.
Music Academy is still open.
Are you coming
open.
Back, Bayless? Ages Jenna 16 Bayless, are you coming back for that?
I hope so.
Okay, good.
Ages 16 to 24, and also for ages people 18 and over, they're extending the Music Academy for about 2 or 3 more days.
3 days. Just August 15th, which happens to be my birthday, which is pretty cool.
Oh, all lovely. Right.
So,
and they do adult camp, and you know what? I think that adult camp goes to 50 to 200. So,
these folks
sign
love
up.
The microphone.
Sign
they
up for adult camp.
The
people
microphone.
Will, people
these
will
folks
change
love
your diapers.
The microphone.
And they wash your bed.
They are grabbing at the microphone. They're all grabbing at the microphone at the same time.
My grandma
audio
needs
description.
To go here.
There's who's gonna get the last
they'll
call?
Even wipe your ass. Yeah.
Brought to you by Tino.
Preach.
You.
I'm going to sign this off because we're totally off the rails. Spitting. Now we're spitting. Awesome. One of the best podcasts ever, in my opinion. Definitely the longest at this point at 21 minutes and 28 seconds.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
But 4 of you is 5 minutes apiece. That's okay. I'm down. And we have about a minute of me talking, and now 41 seconds of me signing off. Be done.
Mic drop.
Here, do this. You already dropped the mic, and you're still saying. I like to finish like this. You ready?
Yeah. Okay.
Hello, EHC.
EHC is the best of me!
We're signing off at everything EHC here. I can't even finish this one because it's just completely out of control. Girl talk on everything EHC. I will bleep out the bad words, I promise, but I will keep everything the way that it's supposed to be here on everything EHC. Thank you for listening. That was a great time, ladies. Thank you.